on Half Time, Mark Robinson. For the Railway Club Hotel, Port Melbourne, Melbourne's best steak venue.
Love a Monday afternoon, love it when Robbo joins us, and I love it when I've just had a real good intake of tackle action at superfooty.com.au like I did this morning, Robbo. Welcome, my mate.
Hello, Daniel. What's going on? Oh, there's a bit going on, isn't there? There's always a bit going on Monday.
There's always a bit going on Monday.
Expecting to be fronting the... Are you on the tribunal this week?
No. I've had a couple of weeks off. What do we have? We had three sittings up until about... It's around 18, perhaps, maybe 19.
And since then,
it's gone berserk.
You haven't been called back?
Well, no, because it's the roster system. But you're on. If you're on for the week, there's no tribunal action. It just goes past.
Do you think Luke Hodge will go straight to the tribunal, or do you think Luke Hodge will be settled by the MRP?
Well, I think the MRP are fully capable of settling.
Dealing with that.
All the issues from the weekend's action, don't you?
Yes.
Do you think there's extraordinary circumstances in some of these things?
No, only in the Hodge one.
Extraordinary circumstances.
I don't know if it's extraordinary. I'd say it's a bit awkward. I wouldn't say extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, yes, awkward. And it's an interesting term, isn't it? Awkward.
Yeah, it is. I just can't remember. I can't remember a post being involved.
A post being involved. No, that's a fair point. I haven't seen too many post actions of recent times.
No, I haven't. So anyway, I'm really interested.
I think they're fully equipped to deal with all the.
Okay, I think he will be suspended.
Do you? Yep.
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't know how much. I think they might come back with a week. That's all. Well, maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
I think looking at the table of offences, I think they are fully capable of coming up with outcomes for all those. I don't think there's any issues from a doesn't quite fit into a category type situation. I would think they're more than capable, the MRP boys, to organise that.
Righto. Fife.
Fifey. Interesting one, the Fifey one. You know what I think? I watched a game. Which game did I watch? Brisbane and...
Adelaide.
I watched Brisbane and Adelaide the other day, whenever it was. And I saw Daniel Merritt. And I was really pleased. Now, it didn't work out well for him, but I was really pleased. There was oncoming traffic, and what Daniel Merritt did was what we all should do in situations where there's congestion and we're playing the ball is protect ourselves whilst we're going for the ball. Daniel Merritt did that when most players these days would turn square onto the ball in the oncoming traffic so that if they didn't get the ball, they would have contact made to their head. Daniel Merritt didn't do that. He turned, like we're all taught to do as kids, well, probably not these days, but we should be, turned... And the opponent coming at him, I can't remember who it was, but he bumped off him. The ball spilled out, and Adelaide got a goal. So it actually turned out really poorly for Daniel Merritt. But what I'm seeing, that's the first time in such a long time where I've seen those type of collisions where more often than not we're seeing head-high contact, where a player has protected his own self, taken that responsibility on himself and protected himself from the contact, from dangerous contact, and executed it effectively. Yeah, too many times, and I watched a lot of footy on the weekend. Just after that, I thought, I'm going to watch and see how many players put themselves in dangerous positions. Mate, we have a massive problem with this.
The players are just so brave.
They're being enticed to do it. They're being enticed to do it because of the ramifications, because you get free kicks.
What happens if he just elected to bump and hit him in the head, Fife? He's gone, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm not suggesting...
Going back to the Gold Coast incident earlier in the year, was it Sam May?
On Tom Rockliffe.
Yeah, went the bump to make room for himself and got suspended for 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, they're different. That's a different one because both players were sort of coming towards the ball. These were ones where we're coming opposite directions.
Now Fife's bravery is the cause of this, in my opinion.
Fife's bravery. I read that in the tackle today.
Yeah, you did.
I did read that in the tackle today.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, there's the ball. Fife just sees ball, get ball, and he just goes in. He goes in open. He just goes in. No protection of himself to win the ball. And he cannoned into Gibson.
Yep.
Now, to me, it was just a free kick, high contact.
Because he ended up making contact with his forearm to his head.
Forearm, not his body. And he went down pretty badly, Gibson. Like, he flung him back. But when he had the front-on contact, that sort of hit him in the shoulder chest area. It didn't hit him in the head. I just thought he went hard.
If you're front on, the width of your body is the zone, though.
Yeah, but he didn't hit him in the head, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And all he did was went for the ball aggressively, went for the ball with bravery, and just a little minor hit with the forearm. It's just a high free kick, isn't it? You can't be ruling saying, well, no, we didn't like that. You're going to be fined and lose the Brownlow. That is the emotive part of it. Just leave that out.
Forget it. The MRP won't be paying any attention.
No, they can't. So we've got to leave that out. Fundamentally, I think, well, his bravery when he went in, the ball was curling a little bit. You know how the ball curls sometimes?
Yeah, the ball's curled back towards Fife.
Yeah.
It was
called.
It was going away from Gibson.
Yes.
And towards Fife.
And Gibson was chasing it, sort of. You know, not chasing it as in running, but with his body
trying to track
the ball.
Yep.
And Fife went in. People say he went past the ball. I mean, the ball was moving. He went for the ball, but he missed it. So I just can't see how people can say it is he went past the ball and hit him. It was high contact. That you're free.
Yep.
Take your kick. Bad luck, Nathan. It's not fines or suspensions. I can't believe the hype around this.
Of course you can, Robbo. This is what we do as footy fans. This is what we do. We have this bike put on a pedestal who is an unbelievable player and so dominant, in fact, that they paid out the Brownlow on him.
Well, that's not my fault. They only did it for publicity, Daniel. Don't fall for that crap.
No, you're not getting where I'm going with this, Mark. You're being very emotional today, really. We as fans,
sorry,
we want to rip them down. Good teams, we want to rip down. Good players, we want to rip
down.
No,
we don't.
Absolutely we do, Robert. Listen to our talkback lines.
Well, I don't care about them because they're ripping down. They're trying to rip down. Fife's got to go.
Exactly.
He's got to lose his Brownlow. For what?
Because you can get one. Because you can get one.
Because he's the bravest, one of the bravest players in the competition.
Jacobs, not Gibson too, by the way. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's Jacobs.
You got me talking.
But because he's one of the bravest in the competition, we've got to tear him down. God almighty.
That's what you're paying for blood at this time of year. You're on edge. You want your team to make the finals and you want your bloke to win the Rising Star. You want your bloke to win the Brownlow. You'll take whatever you can get. And this is what... Don't pretend you don't know this goes on, Robbo. The footy fans are all over this.
Are you allowed to comment on whether he should get off or on?
No, you know I can't do that. The MRP will sort that. And then we'll talk about it later. That's their job to do that. They'll do it. It'll be very interesting.
I would think most people on the SMS without looking, and I'll just look for the first time, would agree with me.
I've paid a bit of attention. It's about 60-40, to be frank.
Righto. Now, so if Fife goes, yep, and we're talking about duty of care, Luke Hodge should get 5 weeks if we're talking duty of care, because the post was there. And Hodgie knew when he was running in, the post was there, and he still hit him. So we're going to talk about duty of care for Nathan Fife. Let's hit it to the real one. The duty of care of Luke Hodge. He didn't have to do that. He just didn't have to. Now, the whistle had already been blown. Hodgie might not have heard it. That's fine.
Was it already blown, was it?
Yeah, it was already blown. Free kick.
I was right behind it, the corporate box up the back. Couldn't see it properly.
Yeah. He might not have heard the whistle. And that's fine. A lot of players don't hear the whistle. But he ran. The post was there. And he hit him in the head. And he squeezed. And that just happened to squeeze his head into the post. And thank God nothing serious happened. So we're talking duty of care on Nathan Fife. Hodgie's in real strife. Real strife, mate.
We will see what they do, Robbo. We will see.
Yeah, now it's 7.
They are fully in charge to do whatever they need to do, the MRP, and they are more than capable, given the table of offences, of grading both of those incidents, I think.
Well, we'll find out this afternoon, and it'll be a talking point for the next 2 days. It will be.
Yeah, no doubt. They've done a fair bit of it this morning. We'll take a few calls on it, but it's been done to death already this morning. Paul's in Box Hill.
We've got different people now, Daniel.
I know, they're calling. Paul's in Box Hill is one of them. Hello, Paul.
Pauline?
Oh, Pauline. My apologies, Pauline.
That's all right.
Hello, Pauline.
Hi. You blokes get me. I reckon Jack Zeebel has to be one of the bravest players in the league.
Yet yes, he is.
Every time he does something, he's wrecked. And this and that and the other thing, and he goes.
Yeah, the last incident won't have much to do with bravery or him getting picked on. He clipped the guy.
No,
he clipped the guy behind in the head, trying to spoil, and it was far too late. Now, when he got reported for, I think he got suspended for five weeks for the big shirt front where he left the ground and hit the guy on the head. I thought that was excessive.
Was that, that wasn't this year? Was
no,
it?
No.
It was the old one. Against, was that Kerno or one of those blokes?
Might have been. Might have been against Carl. Jack is fearless, Pauline. Yeah, you're right. And that's why Jack finds himself in situations that a lot of other players do, because I reckon you've got to be ultra, ultra brave to go to areas that Zeeble and Fife go to.
Thank you, Pauline. We all love Jack Zeeble the way he plays. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
He's hard and tough. Old school.
Fantastic player.
Glenn Archer clone. I like the way he plays. Yeah. Brendan's in Romsey. G'day, Brendan.
G'day, Daniel. G'day, Robbo.
G'day, Daniel.
No, I'm Brendan. No,
he's Brendan. I'm
G'day,
Daniel.
Brendan. Sorry.
You're off to a good start, listen, Robbo, as obviously you don't really care about the talk-back callers.
No, I knew someone would say that. Of course I care about them.
Excuse me for interrupting you while I was talking. Listen, mate, we're entitled to our opinion, and my opinion about Nathan Fyfe is that he led with his elbow. If you look at that incident clearly, he really did go past the ball. His elbow was jutting out. He hit the guy fair in the square in the head. He's lucky he didn't smash him across the face. And apart from the scissor kick that he delivered earlier in the year, which could have broken some guy's leg, Nathan Fyfe is a recidivist. And he needs to tone down his antics on the field. And while we're talking about antics on the field, Hodge's gutless act against Chad Wingard, that was despicable. And he's walking around like he's the godfather in the AFL now. Luke Hodge.
No, I think you're being harsh. I think I'll go through them. I disagree completely with you on Nathan Fyfe. And you got your opinion, I've got mine. He didn't lead with his elbow. He was going for the ball. And when you're going for the ball, you're out. Your arms are out. That's what happens. They're either bent or they're straight or they're wherever they are. So I disagree with that one. Actually, I disagree with a lot of things you said then. Give him a prize, though, because he's had the, you know, the...
This is the courage of the talkback caller to come on and have their say, Robert. This is why we love them on 9429 1116. You're always welcome.
In no way describe Luke Hodge as gutless. I think Hodgie plays on edge sometimes, and he goes over that edge. He went over the edge on the weekend. He should be punished. It's pretty simple, in my opinion. I wouldn't call Luke Hodge gutless. Far from it.
Let's give Brendan, not Daniel, a New York Minute voucher, $50. Mooney Ponds, Williamstown, new store in Carlton, voted top 10 burger in Victoria by your paper in 2014. Robbo, throw on the line, Brendan, we'll get your details. Reg is in Melton. G'day, Reg.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Robbo, you seem to, more so you because Harvey, you can't really comment on it. But this is the third time that Fyfe's been up this year.
No, it's a very important factor, that.
But so, I mean, if he had gone off one of the others, or he had been a nice guy who's just brave, as you keep saying, he wouldn't have had any of these two previous ones, and therefore he wouldn't be in so much of a trouble.
Yep.
They would have just fined him this time, and they would have been okay, but now they can't.
Hey, Reg, can I ask you a question?
Very important point.
Forget the first two incidents for a second and treat this one in isolation. Do you think he's in trouble for what happened on the weekend?
Yes.
For?
Well, stupidity for a start.
Well, if we start finding people for stupidity, mate, we'll wipe out the world debt.
I'm sorry, I only play amateur football. And even back in those days, back in the 70s, there was head high was head high. Don't argue with it. There's no question.
Yeah,
he should know better. He should. You say they're professional footballers. They should know to go with your arms out and both of you running, both of you taking the ball. Some's got to give. There's a duty of care to make sure that you don't hit the guy in the head.
And that will be dealt with, Reg. Thank you for your call. Good point about the third time, because that is absolutely what tips it over against Nat Fyfe, if in fact even he is given a fine, Robbo. A fine's a week, effectively,
yes.
For Nat Fyfe. So even if it's on the lower end of the MRP seat as a very, very low minor issue, it will still be a suspension, which will cost him the Brownlow Medal. So we'll see. But I don't think we can suspend people just for being stupid. We'd have a very long line at the tribunal on Tuesday night, I reckon.
Another line starting in Werribee.
And I haven't got time for that. Tim's in Footscray. G'day, Tim.
I don't know if the match review panel's really up to making a decision whether this should be referred further. I don't know where you get your confidence from, half, after seeing all the things that have happened this year.
Fully confident.
Well, I don't think they can do it without Mark Evans putting his head in the door and going, oh, how are you going there, boys? You need a bit of help trying to engineer the result that the AFL wants. What's the chances of that happening?
Well, I'd hope
it was always going to come up.
I'd hope none.
When it was revealed that Mark Evans sticks his head in sometimes, the AFL influence.
Well, Tim's suggesting that they want to be after engineering a result, when he pops in. It's a bit different to just popping in and saying, hey, gone, boys.
Yeah, they won't be engineering a result. Guarantee you that. Guarantee you. Now, if he gets off, everyone will say, oh, the AFL let him off because of the Brownlow Medal. No, that won't be happening.
21 past one. Thank you, Tim, for your call. We're going to move on after the break. There's been plenty of talk back on that. But you know what? There was some brilliant footy and some teams that need some acknowledgement for their performance
North
on the weekend.
North Melbourne.
The main one.
They were awesome.
They were. I didn't think they had it in them, Robbo, particularly after 7-4 in the first quarter. I thought, this is going to be tough. 7-3, my apologies. But they did. They came back and they said, righto, everyone. Make sure you tune in to Crunch Time on a Saturday morning with Robbo and the team. And, of course, the run home. He's on Thursday night with the boys, Marco and the Ox.
Al Clarkson was fantastic on Friday, Saturday morning.
Didn't catch Al. I'll have to listen to that.
He was fantastic. Nice.
Just some news through, by the way, for NRL fans. We spoke about that before the break. Greg Inglis, or before 1 o'clock, has had surgery on his knee. That's why he wasn't at training today. So that's a big blow for the Rabbitohs in the run-up to the finals. Sorry, Robbo, you were saying?
No, I was just going to get back onto the AFL, if that's okay.
Well, my word, you can.
Talking about some of the really, really, truly great performances over the weekend. There was doubters on North Melbourne.
I was one of them.
Yep, so was I. Their performance on the weekend was pretty special. Really special.
It's the most impressive I've seen them in years. And I know
they didn't do it
last year.
Yeah, they didn't do it in a quarter. It was a 2.5 quarter slog, and they broke Fremantle.
Very mature.
And in the last quarter, they broke them mentally and they ran off them. They ran Fremantle into the ground, which is really good coaching from Brad Scott and really, really good application by the players. Boomer Harvey was interviewed after the game. He said it was a team performance. I hate when players say that because always mostly players who have really big influences, but there was big influences across the ground yesterday, defence, midfield, forward. It was terrific to watch, Daniel. It was terrific to watch.
What I did like from North Melbourne was it wasn't just run and gun flair footy that got them the score. Their pressure was really good as well.
Yep.
Particularly after that first quarter.
They had to scrap the momentum
really,
off them,
really good. They scored 11 goals of their 14 from turnovers.
Yeah,
against Fremantle, it's a bloody good effort. It was a really mature performance. I reckon you're right. Brad did a good job the way he set it up. But the players executed beautifully.
Yes, they did.
And it's a big step, I reckon, for them, just from a confidence point of view, coming into this end of the season. They've locked in their spot. They know they're comfortable now. Not comfortable, but that they are good enough. You defeat a team like Fremantle, like they did coming from 4 goals down at quarter time. It shows a hell of a lot about what they are capable of doing.
Yep.
Now, being able to replicate that is the next challenge for them.
There's challenges every week for every team.
That's the next challenge for them. Yeah. But that was a really, really impressive performance.
Yeah, it was. Nick Del Santa, quiet first half, big second half.
I like the fact he was in the middle at the start. I like that.
Yeah, he couldn't get it early. I thought to myself, is it too tough out there? But he was enormous, you know, won some big contested ball in the last quarter, really impacted on the game. And Jared Waite and Ben Brown, I mean, Jared Waite was just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. You know, I think he took 2 marks in the last quarter. Ben Brown took 5. Together they worked really, really well. You know, I reckon was playing a bit of team football, Petrie, dragging people away. Not all the time, but just moving a lot, as Drew does. The two halfbacks in Attlee and Sam. Come on, I wrote
Jacobs.
Sam.
How many Sams they got? Gibson.
Sorry.
Is it Gibson?
No.
How many Sams they got?
Yeah, hold on.
Right.
Sam Wright.
Right, bloody hell.
Sam Wright. Yeah, so they were fantastic. Seriously, Sean Attlee played a game, Daniel, and some people might not even care about this. Sean Attlee played a quarter of football in the final quarter, which made me think, kiddo, you have got so much more in than what you've been giving this year. He was really assertive. He really took on the game. He backed his pace, and he was there. Everyone was there. Every time someone was in trouble, Daniel, there was a Kangaroos player there to help. You know, and you know, I still believe in a system. It's not a system. I still believe this philosophy of football. If they've got two there, you make sure you get three. They got three, you get four. You get five, you've got to go over and help. Now, there's a lot of other things to look around and make sure everything else is covered. But when North Melbourne were in trouble yesterday and they're getting tackled, North Melbourne players were there to help, and they killed them by hand and they killed them by legs. And Attlee was just unbelievable. He was fantastic, mate.
He's a very important player. He wasn't always in the team all through the year, hasn't he?
No, he's been in and out. He's been in and out.
He's shown a fair bit of promise all the way through.
Yeah, I just thought he was one player that was really good against a very good team. So hopefully that helps him with his footy and his confidence to say, yes, I can do this. If I can take on the game against Fremantle, I should be able to take on the game against anyone. Now, you've got to do a lot of other things except run forward with the ball, but he was really, really important.
Yeah, he was. Maybe that's part of the coaching with Attlee, just to keep him working and being on edge and playing in the two. You haven't earned your spot to be there week in, week out. Go back and get better. Bring him back up, and he does that sort of thing, and you think, well, maybe we've done the right thing with this young fella. Dom's in Reservoir. He's a big North tragic. He is. He loves the Kangas. He's on the line. G'day, Dom.
G'day, Half and Robbo. How you going?
G'day, Dom.
Yeah, I just felt inclined to want to pull over and just praise Shane Watson, our forwards coach. Obviously, Brad Scott's been coaching out of his skin the last few weeks since he returned, which is fantastic. But, yeah, Shane Watson deserves a lot of credit because he's set up this forward mix similar to Hawthorn, where they just rotate and get amongst the scoreboard like Gunston, Bruce, Coppolo, Rioli, etc. With North, we've had like mainly six forwards predominantly kicking our scores like Waite, Higgins, Brown, Petrie, Thomas and Nahas. But now Boomer, since he's 400, has become like a permanent forward.
Yes.
Like, so he's kicked 12 goals the last five games.
Yeah, good stuff. Good pickup, Dom. Really, really good pickup. It was like Boomer's gone back to the start as a small forward because he's so dangerous. And his pace yesterday allowed him to get away in the last quarter and take the mark and kick a really, really crucial goal. It's interesting, the North forward line, and you can talk about it another time. I'd like to hear Kingy and Luffy talk about it, actually, on Thursday.
Righto.
On your program.
Question with notice.
Thank you. A lot of teams are going one, maybe two talls, maybe one. The rest of them are mid-sized players.
Mm-hmm.
North...
Three.
They have three talls. Mm,
they do.
It's really interesting whether that's going to hold them in good stead or not. Well, it held them in good stead on the weekend, mate, because Brown took had five positions, had five marks in the last quarter, kicked two goals, I think. No, one goal. And he was a target. And it looked to me... Yeah, and he moves so well.
Yeah.
And it looked to me as that old adage, and people may laugh at this, but the big blokes don't get any smaller.
True.
They don't get any smaller the longer the game goes. And, yeah, they were really, really good, North Melbourne.
And you gave a bit of love to Robbie Tarrant too and your likes and dislikes on the tackle.
Well, I didn't
think...
Oh, can I? We've got this honesty session, isn't it? Always, I didn't think Robbie Tarrant was worth all the sentiments getting written about him, about his new contract, that Hawthorn were after him and et cetera, et cetera. I'm thinking, seriously? Robbie Tarrant? Robbie's not a bad player. He is not a bad player. But... the talk was, I think, far above his station in life. But on the weekend, Daniel, his performance with Scotty Thompson, well, I thought Tarrant was really good throughout the game. Scotty Thompson was fantastic in the last quarter. Tarrant took, 11 marks on the weekend, and it was a really assertive performance from a key defender.
Yep.
Look, not just spoiling all the time. He was there, Daniel. He was there.
He's very good.
And when, I don't care. I believe that when your key defenders are taking big marks, there's a mental plus for that. It's like, there's the wall. There's our wall. That's okay. It's like when had another mental breakdown on North.
No, that's right.
But when they Lockie, they mark in defence, Lockie Hanson, when they mark in defence, it's like bang. Let's run and spread. They were good.
They were good, and they get a chance this week. Another very important game. Got the Bulldogs at Etihad, the Kangaroos, but they were excellent yesterday. Talking footy, the AFL round 21 action from the weekend. Some great performances. We had a touch on the Kangaroos before the break.
We'll talk about the Blues soon too, won't we?
We'll talk about the Blues soon. We'll talk about the Eagles yesterday as well. Did a bit of a late game number on the Bulldogs too. The young Bulldogs outfit over there. So lots to talk about. I know there's been plenty covered across the weekend, of course, but we'll take your calls 9429 1116. Brendan in Keysborough is next up, Robbo. G'day, Brendan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Not bad, thanks. I'd just like your opinion. I've got three questions I'd like your opinion on if I can. Collingwood's disposal all over the ground, not just shooting for goal, hasn't improved, I don't think, over the last three seasons. And also...
Hang on, one at a time. Yeah, agree with that. Yep. Agree with that. Luff you, Bill, over that on Thursday. They're right. Their ability, the class, they lack a little bit of class, bit of pill.
Yep, bit of polish, yep.
Yep. Next.
And also, if Luke Hodge got 3 weeks, would that what sort of damage would that do to Hawthorn if they've got to travel to Perth in the first week?
No, we'll do some damage. He's the captain of the club. He's one of the more inspiring players. He's one of their best players.
Wouldn't be overly helpful.
No. No, it's going to be difficult enough with him in the team, let alone without him.
Okay.
I don't think he'll get 3 weeks, though.
Okay. And do you think that Lake and Frawley can play in the same team?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Brendan. A bit loud in the background there. I'm not sure what's going on. Sound like you've been busy. Good to have you on board, though. Yes.
Only one question from now on, though. We're letting him off the hook. We made an error then. I made an error, didn't I?
Just on the Collingwood disposal, effective disposal efficiency, they are third last in the competition, 71.8, above the Adelaide Crows, who are 70.1, and Gold Coast Suns. Now, that's disposal. It's not just kicking. That's the whole schmear.
Adelaide are that low.
Yeah.
Playing well, Adelaide. They've got a full list.
Found a bit of mojo.
Only Gench and one of the Crouch boys are unavailable at the moment. So when you got your best team, able to put your best team in the park.
Makes a difference.
Makes a hell of a difference.
John's an officer. G'day, John.
G'day, boys. I'm just ringing up to mention the best one quarter debut of any player in history in James Rose on Sunday, on Saturday.
I think John Coleman kicked six in his first quarter back in 46.
You think so?
He kicked 12. He kicked 12 on debut, Big Johnny.
Might have had him covered.
I tell you what,
but
I like.
Nonetheless.
I tell you what, how the game was pretty dreary by then, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was pretty dreary, John. And the little fella comes on. He's not little, and he's got the mop of white hair. I mean, white.
Mm. Yeah, it is white. It is. You're right.
Nearly as white as what yours is, but yours probably started off. You started off black and brown.
Like grey, yeah.
Hey, John, how was the smile on his face?
It was a great game.
It was awesome to watch.
It wasn't a great game. It was a good performance by the Swans. It wasn't a great game. But great to see a young fella come in and have an impact. Six kicks, kick three goals.
Hey, John, do you think he can keep his spot?
Well, it's got to be hard with the other guys coming back. But he did replace Isaac Kearney, who was going pretty well as well.
There's one thing that James Rose did.
Cam Rose.
It's James Rose. Cam Rose used to be the former Bulldogs.
You did. You're right. Yeah.
One thing he did, which will hold him in good stead, is he made the most of his opportunity. Now it'd be very difficult for John Longmire to say you're not playing this week when he came on as a sub and kicked three goals. I mean, that's perfect. Thank you. It almost means we've got to have to look at this kid again as a sub. Again, maybe.
St Kilda already had.
Give him another look. You know why? Because the Swans need to find more players who can kick goals. They need to. Then they don't think they're out of the premiership. They're fourth on a ladder, 56 points. They might finish top four. They do finish top four. You reckon Sydney are thinking, oh, God, we're gone off the ball. I don't think we can win it this year. Or is Sydney thinking, right, we've been playing pretty bad football. We're fourth. We've got an opportunity. You throw on the mix a young Whitehead kid who kicks three goals. He's got to get another opportunity, Daniel. He just must.
Not sure about that.
Oh, go back to the same old, same old.
You're trying to hone your squad here to the best possible outfit for the
but he gave them. He gave them. It's not spark. He gave them attitude up forward. Daniel. He came on and he was busy and he put himself and he hunted the ball.
He did all those things beautifully. But I'm wary about the...
Well, who's the other small forward?
I'm wary about the state of the opposition at the time.
Righto. Okay, who's their small forward? Who are the people running around getting kicks?
Well, the...
And kicking goals.
The one that they're missing, as far as I'm concerned, is Ben McGlynn.
Well, you know why he's missing? Because they dropped him from the team. That's why he's missing. He was dropped.
Right.
Because he wasn't doing what the team wanted. So, okay, and I like Ben McGlynn. He's a really good player. He is. But if he's not going to contribute to the team, and James Rose is.
To say Rose.
Rose. Why wouldn't you give him an opportunity? Let's go back to the same old, same old. You get going back to the same old, Daniel, you get the same old result. I know you're friends with Benny McGlynn.
I actually don't know Benny very well.
I just threw that in.
To be frank. I know Ben. I don't know him very well.
He gives him a little bit of point of difference, Rose.
So does McGlynn. And he can do more than just be that forward pocket. That's the thing. This is why you're here, Robbo, because we don't have to agree every time. Like Rosie. We just call him Rosie from here on in.
Rosie.
I like Benny. And if Benny's fit, he plays, as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. Was that John?
It was John.
Thank you, John, for your call. Stay on the line, Johnny. Gary's Quality Meat Trade coming your way. Fair at $80. Yeah, Premier Market's best butcher for the last 2 years. Gary'sQualityMeats.com.au. Paz is in Broady. G'day, Paz.
How are you, fellas?
Good.
Yeah, Robert.
Yes, Paz.
I used to have a lot of time for you, Robert. I thought, my nickname for you, mate, was Courage, because, you used to call a spade a spade. Until the point where you mob your work for, publish those 34 photos of the Essendon players, Ever since then, you've been a James Hurd cheerleader and groveling to Essendon ever since to get back in the good book.
It's great to talk to you, too, Paz. No, that's terrific.
No, but listen.
That's fair. You can direct your question to Daniel, actually.
Well, you can listen to me, Daniel, about Robbo. But that wasn't all, mate. Now you've gone and joined the PC Brigade, right? You've jumped on the Collingwood supporters for what they were doing on Saturday, over the fence and everything else, mate. If you want to be a social commentator, Robbo, get over the ABC on Q&A, mate.
Oh, get stuffed.
What about handballs, marks and kicks,
get
mate?
Stuff, Paz.
Don't get involved.
Get
in
stuff,
that,
Paz. Get stuffed, Paz. Get stuffed, Paz.
Thank you, Paz. Good banter there. You did mention the Magpies.
Good banter.
Well, it's good for me to listen to that.
Fair income. Are we putting callers on now?
Well, hang on.
I didn't look around. No, it's terrific.
Hang on. Yep. Item number three in your dislikes today.
Yep.
This is the point that Paz has made. Didn't make it very well, by the way. And the personal attack was not necessary. That we play the ball here, not the man. But the item number three is, goes along the lines...
Yeah, Mum would be proud.
Where is it? I've done a bit of a cock-up here, which is item number five. Something about Magpies, Richmond...
The Collingwood fans were relentless with their abuse of Justin Martin and Jack Wheatwalt, and the Tigers duo joined the band. Martin will be fined. He will be fined for using the two fingers. Right.
I can't even find it
anymore. As for the Feral fans, wouldn't Mum be so proud to see their sons and daughters hanging over the fence, swearing and raising the middle finger? And Paz accuses me of being too much PC. I'm being politically correct by pulling up and making a note of watching Feral fans over their head using F's and C's to abuse Jack Riewoldt and Dustin Martin, and pointing the finger at them, and just carrying on like absolute bums, and I've gone into PC. You've got to be kidding. I cannot believe that footage. I cannot believe that people would...
Of course
would,
you can. Are you serious? You cannot believe the footage? You've seen footy fans.
I actually...
Emotional at games, Robert. This
but
is not
that.
New.
I know, but not... Does it go that far, does it?
Of course it does.
As I asked in a final question, Daniel.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
Your final question is, worse still, they'll probably be asking all their friends, did you see me on TV?
No, I had two.
That was your last question.
Had a couple of final questions.
You know, man, this is what footy's been doing for years, Robert. You're not surprised by this, surely.
Oh, I don't know. I just think that we go. We got. I sometimes think we've moved on from that. Jack Rewalt was standing there, and he starts getting abused. He puts his hand to his ear. So all these people swarm to the front of the fencing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can lip read well, Daniel. Can you lip read well?
Oh, I can get the keywords out, Robert.
Right. I watched it several times.
Yeah.
And I was just watching them, thinking, seriously, you pay your money to go to the footy, which allows you to go to the fence and say, you F and C, raise a finger and abuse Jack Rewalt, who's 5 feet away. And you say that he's just gone. No, you're allowed to do that. I think it's pathetic. I absolutely think it is pathetic.
At no stage have I said that I would do that or encourage it upon others.
You don't want to be politically correct,
but
Daniel.
But I'm telling you that has been happening in football crowds for eons, since Jesus was playing centre-half forward for Nazareth. Had a good season there.
He had a very good season. Kicked 620.
A good season. I'm not surprised by it. There you go. Talking footy. Cop and abuse, giving it. It's great. It's good for banter. Love it.
It's terrible.
No, we don't play the man here.
We don't play the man. We just talk about footy.
Play the ball. To your point, I will give you some support off the SMS, Robert.
No, don't have to give me support.
No, I'm just going to tell you what's happened.
Yeah, what's happened?
That's why I don't go to the footy. It's trash and uncivil. I'm not taking my kids to that rubbish. It's horrible. Backing up your stance on what happened there with the Richmond Collingwood situation.
I just hear crowds, Daniel, and they use F and C all the time.
Yes, and we don't think that's
and there's kids everywhere.
But how do you stop that,
Robert? I don't know. But it's people say to me, get off your high horse. It's not a high horse. It's a civil horse. It's a society, let's be a little bit better horse. I mean, it's not that difficult. You know, you don't say the C word, scream the C word out when the kids are around. I mean, do people have to be told, don't put your hand in burning fat? I mean, don't stick your head, I don't know, out the car window near a pole. Don't swear like that in front of kids. Do we need signs, Daniel? Do they need to be told off?
I don't think the sign's going to make any
issue. Do they need three chances? It's just crap. They just don't care. They don't care about anyone.
Tell me about the Blues. Tell me about the Blues.
I'm worried. There's a lot of rumour about Matthew Kruse, which is making noise today.
Yes.
It was spoken about this morning.
Well, the audio that was played earlier today saying that, you know, he's just sort of worrying about just getting through the season and that type of thing.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
And which leads me to Carlton overall. The numbers last week were so bad that I wrote a piece that John Barker was asked on the Friday, were they tanking? I said, well, could we possibly ask the question again after the numbers against Brisbane? Now, I actually wrote that I don't think he is. John Barker is playing for survival. He wants a senior job. He wants to show the coach and subcommittee and the Carlton board directors that he can get the best out of Carlton.
Yep.
They went into a game after the Brisbane loss. They went into a game thinking, what's going to happen today? Because Melbourne had shown signs this year that they've been quite strong. They blew Melbourne away in that first half. Two goals. They were insipid Melbourne. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
But Carlton were good. And Carlton were able to capitalise.
Yes, they were. They were. And you know what? They capitalised with a bunch of half and halves. A lot of young kids. And their better players played really well.
Speaking of half and halves, you wrote a column on the weekend, Inspector Wolsey, about the coaching position.
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to find out about it.
And the subcommittee, you believe, is divided between Barker and...
I think there's some people who like them both. They're very impressed with John Barker, mate. Very, very impressed.
So does his performance enhance his opportunity prospects, or is it?
Well, myself and John Anderson were just talking about that in the office before. Actually, does it enhance his performance? I think victories do. I tell you what, they're better than 100-point losses.
Yes.
Right, we'll say that.
Yes.
But looking at Brendan Bolton's career in football, captain coach, age 24, North Hobart. Tick. Can he coach his own team? Yes, he has. And premiership.
Yep.
Tick. Didn't play AFL, I don't think. Been in the Hawthorn system. That counts a lot. So I was trying to work out in the weekend, Daniel, how does the coaching panel separate that, the weight of Brendan Bolton versus the weight of, say, Scott Burns, 260 games, 60, uncompromising, not as bubbly with personality as perhaps a Bolton. Does that, because he's understated, does that go against him? What carries weight? when you're looking for a new coach?
Don't know. Do you want a clean slate? Do you want to change the whole system? Do you have a bloke who's come in under the old regime but has his own ideas? It's a great question. It's a great philosophical question for a footy club that they have to answer. Great effort by the Saints too, Saturday night, Robbo, against the Cats.
Terrific.
Uncommon errors from some senior players late in the game didn't help their
cause. They just weren't able to control the game. But St Kilda's pressure. And everyone says it. But those building blocks that they're putting in place is going to hold them in really good stead, mate.
Couldn't agree more. Who's the best team in the comp?
West Coast Eagles. Right now.
Blew them away. Blew the doggies away, didn't they? Very impressive. Gee, they score heavily. It's tough to defend.
And quick. Good to talk to you, Daniel.
Nice to see you as always.